Thanks for joining us on Community Connection. The St. Lawrence County Environmental Management Council is looking for volunteers for their advisory board. County Planner Sam Joseph joins me on show this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what does the council do?
So we are an advisory board for the County Board of Legislators. And so the idea is that we can take environmental information, digest it, understand it, and spread the word, and then give advice to the Board of Legislators for them to act on it.
Okay, give me some examples of what you would be doing.
So, for example, I have a member who's interested in PFAS. I don't know if you're following
plastic.
The PFAS.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're the forever chemicals that are in our water. So there's a DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation, has a new program called the Emerging Contaminant Project. And part of that is they're testing water from inactive landfills. So throughout the county, there's about 70 inactive landfills, and they're
going. Are those brownfields or
no
superfunds, or they are just inactive?
They're just considered inactive landfills. I don't know what the DEC classifies them as technically, but they are known, and they are going out and testing them. And so through this project, they're kind of finding where there's PFAS contamination. And so a member is actually foiled the DEC to get all that information, because some of it was public, some of it was not public. And then she's processing that information, putting it on a map, and kind of giving a report to the Board of Legislators.
And for listeners, FOIL means that it's a Freedom of Information.
Yes, Freedom of Information Act. Legislation. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that Clarkson was doing work on that as well. Have you had a chance to work with them?
We've talked to a few of the professors. So the work that, at least the professors that I've talked to, they're working on how to destroy the chemicals. So the problem with it is that you can filter it out of the water, but once you filter it out of the water, you put it in a landfill, and then it will leach back out of that landfill. So then you have to like filter it again, and it's this never-ending cycle. What the Clarkson professors are doing, at least the ones I've talked to, they're actually figuring out ways to permanently destroy them, which is great. And that's great news, and I think they're making a lot of progress on that. The good news is it can be filtered out, right? So if you discover that your water is contaminated, there is you can filter it out, and there's no issues. The problem is that we're finding them everywhere, and so we need to start really getting the governments to understand that this is something that's coming down the pipeline. So the village of Norwood, their wastewater. So there's something called a speedies permit, which is basically when you discharge something into the waterway. So discharge something into the river. So the village of Norwood, their wastewater treatment, after it's been treated, so it's clean, you know, it's cleaned up, it gets discharged into the river. So that's a speedies permit. The problem is that the DEC now classified that their water is toxic with PFAS contamination. Their drinking water is clean. So somewhere along the line, their water is getting contaminated through their system. And that's just through household use. So that what that means is that this might come down throughout the entire county, where every town, village that has a wastewater system might need to start addressing this PFAS issue.
Yeah, that's the Racket River?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, how many people on the council, and how many are you looking to recruit?
So the entire council can fill up with 16 people. We currently have 10, and they're very active 10. So we're doing a lot of good stuff, but we would like to have six more people if possible. And the real thing is we have a lot of representation through Canton and Potsdam area and Messina area, but we're trying to get more areas of the county represented, as specifically Ogdensburg or Governor. I'm thinking hunters, fishers, anyone who is engaged with outdoor activity, they kind of have an understanding of what's going on in their local communities and can give information to the council, and then we can give that information to the Board of Legislators.
Yeah.
So, for example, the DEC comes to our meetings, that walleye stocking issue that came up. I don't know if you were familiar with that. We heard about that a long time before it became public knowledge. And now that I know more, I would have did a better public education campaign, but I feel like if we had more sportsmen involved in our council, we could have spread that information a lot sooner. We got more feedback.
Because each community would pose its own challenges, I would imagine.
Yeah, right? It's a big county.
Larger ones, and it's a big county.
It's a big county.
This is great work, and I know it requires volunteerism. So shout out to the 10 people that are there.
Oh, and they're great. They are great.
Sam Joseph, County Planner for St. Lawrence County, and part of the St. Lawrence County Environmental Management Council. They can find you online, I assume?
Yeah, so if you go to stlawco.gov and then go to the Planning Department, and then it's Environmental Management Council there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. And we will see you tomorrow on Community Connection.